Hello, and welcome to As It Is from VOA Learning English. I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Today, we report on criticism of the international community for remaining indifferent or unconcerned about human rights abuses. The criticism comes from Navi Pillay, the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights.
Regrettably, the international community remains unable to consistently react strongly and quickly to crises, including situations of grave human rights violations with high potential for regional overspill.
Then, we report on a new book by Hillary Clinton, the former Secretary of State and the wife of former President Bill Clinton. Many Americans believe the book is the first step in her efforts to win the presidency.
The book is sort of leaves off with a very tantalizing comment about whether she would or wouldn't run, and says, "I haven't decided yet." But it's, you know, it kind of leaves you hanging.
UN official Navi Pillay criticizes countries for a lack of concern about widespread abuses. And Hillary Clinton remembers her years as America's top diplomat. We will explore these stories today on As It Is. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights recently criticized the international community for failing to stop widespread abuses. Navi Pillay said governments too often place more importance on politics than human rights. She spoke last week to the 47-member UN Human Rights Council. It was her final speech to the council as High Commissioner for Human Rights. In September, Ms. Pillay will have served 6 years in the position. During that time, she has repeatedly spoken up in defense of human rights causes. She often angered countries by putting pressure on governments she believed were guilty of abuses. In her final speech to the council, she deplored the condition of human rights around the world.
Regrettably, the international community remains unable to consistently react strongly and quickly to crises, including situations of grave human rights violations with high potential for regional overspill.
Navi Pillay went to South Sudan in April, a week after widespread violence and killings there. She said she was shocked by the targeted ethnic attacks and risk of widespread food shortages there. She said she was also angered by what she believed was the lack of interest by the leaders of both sides of the conflict. She has also been critical of the widespread violence in the Central African Republic. In her speech, Ms. Pillay described the violence in Syria as a tragedy for the Syrian people and a tragic failure for the cause of human rights. She said the bombings, widespread loss of life, and heavy damage to public services in some areas of the country should anger everyone. And she deplored what she described as the refusal by Syria's government and some opposition groups to seek a peaceful end to the war.
External powers continue to fuel this violence through the supply of arms, military, and other material assistance, as well as inflows of foreign fighters. It is shocking that war crimes and crimes against humanity have become commonplace and occur with complete impunity. I am disappointed that the Security Council, with 13 votes in favor and 2 opposed, has been unable to reach agreement on action to ensure accountability for such crimes.
Russia and China have vetoed UN Security Council resolutions on the Syrian conflict. The resolutions would have sent the cases of Syrian officials suspected of war crimes to the International Criminal Court. In her speech, Navi Pillay said violations of human rights involve more than just large-scale abuses. She said human rights begins and ends with the individual. She spoke about the kidnapping of hundreds of schoolgirls by Boko Haram militants in Nigeria. And she talked about the killing in Pakistan of a 23-year-old pregnant woman by her family. The next UN High Commissioner for Human Rights will have to deal with the situation in Ukraine, among other issues. Ms. Pillay leaves as the UN prepares to open an office in South Korea to record widespread abuses in North Korea. Her office is also investigating human rights abuses said to have taken place in the final days of Sri Lanka's civil war with the Tamil Tigers. The Sri Lankan government has said it will not cooperate with the investigation. You are listening to As It Is from VOA Learning English. Last week, former United States Senator and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton launched a publicity campaign in support of her new book. The book is called Hard Choices. Political observers and reporters say it appears to be tied to a possible campaign for the presidency. The wife of former President Bill Clinton has not yet said whether she will be a candidate in the 2016 presidential election. Ann Guerin is a reporter at the Washington Post newspaper. She has been following Hillary Clinton since the 1990s, and she has read the new book.
The book is sort of leaves off with a very tantalizing comment about whether she would or wouldn't run, and says, "I haven't decided yet." But it's, you know, it kind of leaves you hanging.
In Hard Choices, Ms. Clinton talks about her decisions as Secretary of State. She also discusses her efforts to slow the growth of poverty and working in support of human rights. Ranjita De Silva De Alwis directs the Women in Public Service Project. Ms. Clinton and several women's colleges launched the project in 2011.
Secretary Clinton has put in a lot of effort to amplify women's voices around the world. Women galvanize around her leadership. She's not seen just as a woman who belongs to the United States. She belongs to the world. And wherever we go, women say she's one of us.
Ann Guerin says